So it's going to be a little different today for Trending in Tampa Bay because of everything that's going on in our country with COVID-19. And so we thought, let's get what's happening in our city from the top.
Yeah.
That is why we have Tampa's Mayor Jane Caster on the phone. Mayor Caster.
All right, good morning. I like that.
Yes.
Yeah, we will make you feel welcome. So.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us because you have a lot on your plate right now. And so I guess I just want to start out with, if somebody's in their car right now and they are like feeling sick and they're like, ooh, what do? I think I have some of the symptoms. Like, what is the suggestion do you do? Do you go to urgent care? Do you call your primary care physician?
Yeah, first thing they should do is go back home, especially if they're on their way to work.
Right.
But, yeah, call your primary physician, and the majority of them should have the questionnaires. Now, clearly one of the questions about foreign travel is sort of out the window right now. But if you don't get the proper response from your primary physician or from telemedicine, if they have that, then you can call the health department and they can screen you. And then, they'll advise from there.
Now, you as the mayor, you know, you're obviously in talks with the hospitals. I saw that you had a big meeting with the heads of all the hospitals here in Tampa Bay and, you know, with the federal government. What can we expect? Because, like, right now, you know, over the past 48 hours, we've had all the events canceled or postponed.
Mm-hmm.
So what does life look like for us here in Tampa Bay?
At least for the next foreseeable future.
Yeah.
Right. Well, first of all, the issue with the COVID virus isn't the severity of the virus itself. It's the ease with which it's transmitted. So that's our aim right there, is to keep this virus from being passed on to individuals. Another issue is that individuals can have it not knowing that they have it and clearly pass it before they're aware. So in meeting with all of the healthcare providers, the main hospitals here in Tampa yesterday, what we were developing was a process by which we could have remote testing, gathering of the samples. That's the issue. You don't want someone, if they have COVID virus and they go into their physician and now, you know, they possibly have infected the doctor, the staff, and the individuals in the waiting room. So we're in the process of setting up remote sites where individuals can be given a prescription and then go to these remote sites and a swab will be taken and then that will be tested as quickly as possible.
Wow. Now, how long do you think it'll be before, you know, these sort of sites are set up to where, you know, if you feel like I do have it, my boyfriend, his brother called him a couple of days ago and was like, I was in New York. I'm back in Connecticut. I don't feel well. What do I do? So when will these sites be up?
Well, we're trying to get it set up by Monday. So hopefully that will happen. We're working very closely with Hillsborough County, Dr. Holt, from Hillsborough County, and then, as I stated, with all of the hospitals. Now, we have these policies and procedures in place for emergency management, and we exercise them, you know, from a range of incidents that could come from hurricanes to everything else, active shooters, pandemics, whatever the issue may be. And Tampa General Hospital has the surge capacity. So we've got these processes in place. But we don't want to get to the point where we have to activate some of those, you know, quarantine sections, those types of things. So we're trying to get these remote testing where individuals can go through, they can get the swab taken, and then we can give those test results back without the possibility of them infecting anyone.
We are talking to Tampa's Mayor Jane Caster.
Mayor Caster, is there a plan in place or are there talks in which we're thinking that there might be a mandate here in Tampa Bay or even in Florida where we'll have to look at quarantining and staying home from work? I know a lot of employers are looking at work from home options. And then secondarily, what about the schools?
Right. We should be prepared for everything. And we've done that at the city of Tampa. We aren't at that point yet. But as we are able to test more citizens, then there are going to be more cases. Again, this is something that it's the ease of transmission. A lot of individuals, they say quite often when young kids have it, they don't even know they have it.
Mm.
So it's unless you are compromised, health, other health issues, or elderly, you know, there's some other issue, then the virus itself isn't the danger. It's the ease with which it's transmitted. And then if you do transmit into that at-risk population, that's what we're really worried about. So, yes, we have the capability for individuals to remotely work, but that's not on the table right now. We're, again, trying to get this testing process implemented, and then we'll go from there. We've canceled a lot of the large events. And just asking people, if you take the same steps you take to avoid the flu, you can avoid the coronavirus as well. And so we're asking everyone to ensure that they're taking those steps, simple steps to avoid getting it, and then just trying to avoid those large social gatherings. And also, what is critical is individuals get their information from a reliable source.
Mm.
There's so much misinformation out there, and it just adds to individuals' anxiety.
Absolutely.
And that, you know, we just do that as a community. So if if they're driving, but take out their phones and text Tampa Ready to 888-777. And then we also have Spanish messaging, Tampa Lista, 888-777. And all the information that we'll send out real-time alerts with information on that text messaging, and then also go to tampagov.net, and we have everything more than what you wanted to know about COVID-19 on there. So, you know, we've got the accurate information. People just, you know, can't be getting it from, I saw it in a tweet. Or
right.
That type
or from your auntie Sadie from South Carolina that's sharing it for some random Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa's Mayor Jane Castor. Thank you so much for the update. And Mayor Castor, just in case, you know, when you're going around, because you are one of the top dignitaries here, our producer, Scotty the Body, has created this song to help for the prevention of COVID-19. Gosh. And we just debuted the music video. Mayor Castor, it's called Bye Virus. Can you hear it?
I like it. Okay.
Yeah. It's, listen, it's catchy. We're hoping it helps people wash their hands.
There you go.
Absolutely. So if you need sort of a person with you when you're giving really serious press conferences, we can have Scotty the Body pull out Bye Virus for you.
I could. I could sing it for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, just from that name, I think he probably needs to escort me to events.
Yeah. Yeah. It could be a new side hustle.
Absolutely.
Thank
Mayor
you so
Jane
much.
Castor, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.